This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Another financial hit for Harvard. A senior Trump administration official tells CBS News a letter is going out to federal agencies directing them to cancel all remaining contracts with the university. They're estimated to total about $100 million.
On NPR, Harvard President Alan Garber called the administration's measures
perplexing.
And he says cutting research funding
does not help the country, even as it punishes Harvard. And it is hard to see the link between that and, say, anti-Semitism.
He said Harvard, along with other institutions,
we all need to redouble our commitment to the good of the nation and the world. And I know my fellow leaders fully embrace that.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
It comes a day after the president said he was considering taking billions of dollars in additional grant money from Harvard and redistributing it to trade schools. We just learned National Public Radio and three local stations have filed a lawsuit against President Trump, claiming his executive order to end federal funding violates the First Amendment. On Wall Street, stocks are rallying after Mr. Trump said he would delay 50% tariffs on the EU to allow more negotiating time. The Dow is up 398 points right now. Search is on for an ex-law enforcement official after he apparently walked out of a prison in the South Sunday. CBS's Katie Weiss.
Police in Arkansas are searching for 56-year-old Grant Hardin, a former police chief who escaped from prison where he was serving a decades-long sentence for rape and murder. Hardin escaped from the prison Sunday through a sally port, wearing an outfit designed to look like he was a member of law enforcement.
We're looking into now how that was made, how that was acquired, and now he was able to get outside the gates with that on.
Police in Liverpool, England are trying to find out why a driver plowed a minivan into a crowd of people celebrating the winner of the country's premier soccer league championship. This man was there.
Suddenly, the car reversed and there was a loud bang as it connected with the ambulance behind it. And then all of a sudden, the car accelerated and shot off through the crowd. And at that point, the atmosphere changed so quite drastically. And what had been a day of joy and celebration just turned into horror and panic.
Officials have ruled out terrorism. A former employee of Sean Combs could take the stand at his sex trafficking and racketeering trial. CBS's Katrina Kaufman from New York.
Today we are expecting to hear from Capricorn Clark, one of Sean Combs' former assistants, but she also worked her way up to being an executive at his company.
She once called Combs the devil. NASDAQ's up 286. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Milwaukee man died and a Racine man was injured after a two-vehicle crash in Caledonia Sunday afternoon. Police say the Milwaukee driver crossed the center line on Northwestern Avenue and hit the Racine man's truck. The Racine driver has since been released from the hospital. The crash is under investigation. We're trying to learn more about a biker's condition after a serious motorcycle crash in Kenosha County last night. The victim was flown to the hospital. The crash happened at County Highway J.I. and W. A Vietnam War veteran and a longtime Kenosha educator has been named Kenosha County's first Veteran of the Year. County Executive Samantha Kirkman says Milt Dean's decades of service to veterans and the community earned him the honor. It'll be presented Friday at the Veterans Appreciation Summer Picnic. Batteries for a six-foot drone sparked a house fire in Kenosha County late last week. The home was destroyed. Fire officials are telling people that they should charge large lithium-ion batteries outdoors and to watch for signs of damage. That fire in Brighton was traced to overheating batteries. And Racine's renamed Haymarket opens this Thursday, bringing fresh food, arts, and live entertainment to Monument Square. The downtown event will run every other week from 4 to 7. There's more details available on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers host the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight at AmFam Field between the Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Jackson Churio got things started early yesterday for the crew. First pitch in the bottom of the first. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive! Deep left center! And
Brewers went on to win 3-2. Did Churio's leadoff homer set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
Closer Trevor McGill got out of a jam in the ninth to get the save in front of a sellout crowd of over 40,000 fans. Did that help?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and thank you for the fans for coming out.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3160 to get started today.
Clouds then sunshine today with high temperatures flirting with 60. Then tonight, a chance of spotty sprinkles turns to scattered shower chances tomorrow afternoon. High temperatures take a little slide to the upper 50s. Then on Thursday, more sunshine and more mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61.
News, timeless hits, WRJN.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the I'm not afraid to
would look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The Shylights, WRJN featuring Kurt Volman's Class of 1961. Today on the 5 o'clock class reunion, he'll recall some of the big songs for the Class of 61 and some of the big happenings while the Class of 61 was becoming the Class of 61, right after 5 o'clock today here on WRJN.
Oh my God, you guys, Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard, too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
As the weather warms up, regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, take in the festivals, soak up the sunshine with a solid selection of Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs, easily foldable and transportable. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider also offers flexible care credit options and top-notch service to keep you on the go. Stop by the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Get moving and enjoy the ride with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Out.
in North Beach. That's the Safaris and Wipeout. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
Just call me angel of the morning, angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me angel.
victories, suggesting you keep on dancing. And I'm Dan Marcus. Let's find out what there is to dance about from Stuart J. Waddles, coming up with an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're working on learning more about the condition of a biker flown away from a Kenosha County crash last night. At around 6, Flight for Life was called following a motorcycle crash at County Highway J.I. and W. The victim was found barely breathing and bleeding heavily. Fire and rescue units from Wheatland, Randall, and Twin Lakes responded. A Vietnam War veteran and a longtime educator has been named Kenosha County's first ever Veteran of the Year. County Executive Samantha Kirkman says Milt Dean's decades of service to veterans, youth, and the community made him the clear choice for the new annual award. It'll be presented in person at Friday's Veterans Appreciation Summer Picnic. That's being held at the Kenosha County Veterans Memorial Park. And Racine's Haymarket opens this week. The renamed Downtown Market Experience kicks off Thursday, bringing fresh food, arts, and live entertainment to Monument Square. The event runs every other week from 4 to 7. There's more on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Clouds then sunshine today with high temperatures flirting with 60. Then tonight, a chance of spotty sprinkles turns to scattered shower chances tomorrow afternoon. High temperatures take a little slide to the upper 50s. Then on Thursday, more sunshine and more mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears.
There's so much I want.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Eric Burden, Fronting the Animals. This was their big entry into the United States and the British invasion on WRJN.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Well, life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Since my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, yeah. Oh, dear Lord.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. And Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Paul will be along, he said I could call him Paul, at 12:05 for the second time today on WRJN.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Golf uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Like the one I've got. Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Four Tops on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Summertime is here. And right now at North Beach, 62 degrees with fair skies. Time to hit the beach. And while you're there, hit Racine's Beachside Oasis as well. Open every Tuesday through Sunday. They got great food and live music and even yoga from time to time. And an added bonus this year, they're playing the timeless hits. They're playing WRJN. So catch it next time you're at North Beach. Racine's Beachside Oasis with WRJN, and have an excellent summer.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Racine Raiders hit the road for one of the most anticipated games of the past decade as they play the Detroit Ravens in Detroit. The Raiders travel to Detroit on Saturday, May 31st. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Don't miss any of the action by gathering with other Racine Raiders fans at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill in Mount Pleasant for the official viewing party.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Get your newest tailgate essential when the Brewers give away a Barrelman cooler at the game on June 15th, courtesy of Leinenkugel's. The first 10,000 fans ages 21 and older will take home the one-of-a-kind cooler. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
WRJN. The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The minute skirt, the current thing, uh-huh. Jeannie Buffer is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Uh-huh. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Trump administration's made a new move against Harvard University as it looks to cancel all remaining financial contracts with the school worth about $100 million. Earlier, it ended $2.6 billion in research grants.
Harvard President Alan Garber told NPR while he acknowledges there's work to be done on campus, he struggles to find a link.
Why cut off research funding? Sure, it hurts Harvard, but it hurts the country.
He said institutions need to double down on their commitment to the good of the nation and
be firm in our commitments to what we stand for.
On Truth Social yesterday, President Trump even floated a new plan to give the money stripped from Harvard to trade schools. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
And CBS's Aaron Navarro tells us National Public Radio has filed a lawsuit designed to block the Trump order that looks to cut off its federal funding.
In that lawsuit, NPR writes, the order's objectives cannot be clear. It aims to punish NPR for the content of news and other programming the president dislikes and chill the free exercise of First Amendment rights.
Overseas, police in Liverpool, England say the driver of a van that hit celebrating soccer fans yesterday is now being held on suspicion of attempted murder. Assistant Chief Constable Jenny Sims.
The driver of the Ford Galaxy car involved was able to follow an ambulance onto Water Street after the roadblock was temporarily lifted so that the ambulance crew could attend